Welcome to Messy Business, the podcast about the realities of making it all work whilst juggling everything life throws at you. I'm Libby Langley, business mentor, author, self-employed since 2011 and still making it up as I go along, still occasionally crying into my laptop and still here for it. This isn't shouting strategy from the rooftops. It's about what's working, what's changing, what I'm experimenting with, all shared so you feel more supported and more human in your own messy business. Here's this week's episode. Enjoy. Hey, hey, welcome to another episode of Messy Business with me, Libby Langley. Let's talk today about simplification because complexity is not a badge of honour. I would say that clarity is, clear thinking is. Most people certainly don't need more strategy. They need less friction. And I've been thinking about this a lot recently, thinking about simplicity a lot recently, not in a specific Marie Kondo your life kind of way, although, oh, massive fun, but in a very practical business owner way. And so I've seen so many capable business owners drowning in complexity, you know, adding more tools, more plans, more content, more ideas, and then beating themselves up for not being able to keep up with it all because it's utterly unrealistic, right? So I keep coming back to this idea that complexity has somehow become a status symbol in business. You know, like if your business isn't a sprawling, complicated beast, then you're not doing it properly. And I am here to challenge that because I do not believe it to be true, right? Because you're not trying to build a flawless, hyper-optimized machine. You're trying to build something you can live with and maybe something that makes you happy. Imagine that. It's, you know, the goal isn't to build this perfectly hyper-optimized business machine, perfectly tuned machine. You know, what you're trying to do is build something you can actually live with, something that fits your energy, your brain, your life, and your actual human capacity. Simplification isn't about being some, you know, I don't know what, minimalist monk who owns three possessions and works in silence. It's about reducing friction, reducing drag. And that means removing the things that slow you down, that clutter your mind or make you feel heavier than needs be, right? We all know business isn't all moonlight and roses and lightness and fluff, right? But we can certainly stop adding more shit onto our plates that makes it harder than it needs to be or more complicated than it needs to be. It's before I launch into the, you know, specific ways to simplify your business, I just want to tell you a little story. And I don't know if she listens to this, but if she does, she'll know who she is. Hello, I love you. Somebody I know she gets a lot of her work. She's a photographer and she gets a lot of her work locally. It's local work, right? With corporates and with small business owners. And we were talking recently about what would make the best lead magnet for her. And she had some ideas and she wanted to kind of present these ideas and get feedback on them. And I said, before you go into all that, does your email list convert? You know, you say you want more people on your email list. Does your email list convert or do you get your clients from going out and meeting people, going out and networking from local people, doing local expos and that kind of thing? And she, it's like, oops. So she's not going to do the lead magnet because we're told and told and told and told to add all these things in, right? You need a funnel. You need a funnel. You need a funnel. You need a more complicated funnel. You need a choice of lead magnets. And it's like, maybe, but, you know, before the internet existed, local photographers existed and always got plenty of work. So the thing about, it's about making sure that the thing you're adding in is appropriate for what you want to achieve, right? And this is really important because if you are wanting to build an email list, an email is massively important, right? Not saying anything against email at all. Email is hugely important for keeping in touch with people. But if people on the internet are going to sign up for your email list, you really don't have much control about where they are or who they are or anything like that. And if you only need a handful of customers or, you know, a few handfuls of customers, which most of us service providers do, right? You don't need an enormous email list. You need to provide something that the people who are already on that email list want or go out and find your people, like old school way, you know, doing the kind of legwork on it. That's what really makes the difference. So I wanted to just put that that example in there because it's a very real thing that so many, oh, blimey, I've done it a million times, you know? It's just what else can I create that could draw people in? It's like, well, how about just getting off your ass and going out there and talking to some people, Libby? And honestly, that does make a difference. Networking for me has always been my absolute best way of getting clients because I think once, this podcast too, actually, because I suppose it's similar. And speaking on stage is similar in that people can actually see you in action. And that's the thing that you want to be able to demonstrate, right? If what you're delivering, if your service, for me, it's talking, it's listening, it's talking, it's thinking, it's, you know, orientating, which is what I do in this podcast, apart from not so much of the listening because it's only me talking. But, you know, it's a demonstration of the kind of thing that you'd get from working with me. Therefore, it's more appropriate. So a goal for me, get more people to listen to my podcast. Yeah. And sure, come join my email list too, libbylangley.com/email. But that's, do you understand? You see, it's got to be relevant and it's got to be demonstrative. So going off and creating a fancy PDF about something, it's not really the right thing for me to do. And it wasn't really the right thing for her. So I saved her a ton of work there. So I felt quite happy about that, which is really what I'm about, right? Making things simpler, making things easier, helping you think more clearly. So more is often the problem. Absolutely. It's not necessarily a lack of strategy. It's coming from too much of everything. You know, you've got more tools, more tabs in your brain, more plans, more pressure to follow them, more content, more guilt when you go, don't post. And there are still people out there saying, you know, post 10 times a day. And it's like, man alive, I don't know. If you're doing that across multiple platforms, well, good luck with actually trying to have a job as well. I think when people say, my experience as a coach and orientator is that when people feel stuck, their instinct is usually to add more. That's more tools, more systems, more courses, more plans, more content. But what that does really is just create more noise in your head. And what most of us actually need isn't more, it's less, far less, less friction, less mental clutter, more breathing room. That's what we do need. Simplicity isn't about doing less work, though. It's about freeing up your mental bandwidth so you can think clearly again. That's when the good stuff happens. You know, you have your best ideas when you're in the bath or when you're driving or when you're out for a walk, because you're not thinking about anything else other than the thing that's happening around you, the walking, the driving, the bathing. And then your mind is a bit freer. But when you're trying to create this and create that and create the other and you've forgotten how they all link together, it's just like, oh man, I'm tired. I can't do any of this. And that's when the spiraling starts and that's when the stuckness starts. Right. A rule of thumb. If it's hard to explain, it's probably too complicated. And I'm also guilty of this. I have brilliant ideas that nobody understands but me. So here is a really simple test for your business. If you can't explain what you do in one or two sentences, your business is probably too complicated, at least in your head. Doesn't mean your work isn't deep. It doesn't mean your work isn't nuanced. It just means your thinking about it needs simplifying. So, you know, I'm a great one for overcomplicating stuff. And I've tied myself in many, many knots explaining what I do because I can do so many things. And so, you know, I'm good at so many. I don't say that to be an asshole. I'm good at a lot of things. I know about a lot of things and I'm useful in a lot of business related scenarios. And so really it's, you know, I've boiled my stuff down now to being an orientator, to refocusing, to reorientating you when you hit a point where you kind of lost that. And my overall ethos is that when your thinking is clear, your business is easier to run. And that's what I help you do. And that's really, to me, that's really simple. That's a really kind of catch-all, I guess, for what I do. But it's taken me 14 years to get to that point. And that's fine. You know, we don't put a time limit on this. So let me give you 10 ways you can simplify. We're talking about focus, first of all, number one. Have a main focus per quarter. And I don't mean necessarily in a 12-week year. Who wrote that book? It's just here. Brian P. Moran and Michael Lemington. It's on my desk there. I don't necessarily mean in cramming a year's worth of work into 12 weeks and that, but I mean the focus of actually just thinking about one thing. Because if you try and focus on many, many things, it becomes really difficult and really challenging because you don't know what to talk about next and nobody else knows what it is that you're doing. So focus on one thing, at least for a week, preferably a month, preferably a quarter, preferably a year, right? Amy Porterfield has always talked about this, you know, right from, I don't know, when I met her in 2013, I think, at Social Media Marketing World in San Diego, and she was talking about it then. And, you know, I've talked about it a long time. It's, you know, there's obviously the one thing, book as well, but it really is just focus on something, you know, because if you're trying to do everything, it's going to dilute your energy. And if you choose the one thing, it's just going to be so much easier because you're not going to confuse other people. You're not going to confuse each other. You're not going to confuse SEO. And, you know, I am a fine one to talk on this, but honestly, it's something that I'm having to make myself do because I can't chop and change as much as I have done. It just doesn't work. It's utterly exhausting. So everything I say from experience, right? And ultimately, it's damaging to your business too. Right? Because people are not really sure what it is that you do anymore and you're not sure anymore and it all just goes horrible. So pick one main thing for the next 3 months. Not five things, not a little bit of everything. One thing that really matters. And everything else becomes secondary. It's not forbidden, right? It's just less important. So there you go. Number two, have one primary income stream. So stop running half-baked ideas. What I mean by this is, and I don't mean don't be a portfolio business owner, right? I don't mean that. I guess I mean kind of in terms of marketing stuff, because you might do a bit of consultancy. You might have a part-time job. You might have a long-term contract with somebody doing something. You know, somebody might outsource something to you. I don't class that as income stream in this particular, obviously, isn't it? It's obviously really important, but I don't class that as income stream in terms of what I'm saying here. What I mean is in terms of your marketing and maybe in terms of your website as well, you know, because if you're running five half ideas at once, you know, a bit of coaching, a bit of courses, a bit of freelancing, a bit of something else, it's a real kind of wonder why nothing feels stable. And to have different eggs in different baskets is good. But when you're coming to marketing and to talking about it, you need to have one focus that you're going to be talking about. Yeah, it's the same as point one, really, but one main focus, but one primary income stream that you verbalize regularly, right? Mine at the moment is my messy business think space. I've moved it on from calling it a community because it's not a community, it's a think space. It's a place to come and think and share your ideas and become thinking clearly, become more of a clearer thinker, because when your thinking is clear, your business is easier to run. Ta-da! See, I've actually got it all tied together for once. So yay me, I'm going to make myself a badge. And I would say that simplification often means committing more deeply to one main way of earning, even if it's not flashy. Yeah, just focus your energy somewhere. And that will help you. Number three, cut your tools down to a core stack. Oh my God, this one is so important. You do not need 27 apps to run a business. Let alone a good business. You need a few reliable tools that actually work for you. There are two that I would absolutely recommend. No, three, okay. One is Post-it notes, because the more you write stuff down in front of you, the more you know if it's a viable idea or not. If it is, you can action it. If it's not, you can throw the bit of paper away. The more you see stuff, if you are autistic ADHD, the more you're likely to remember it. So having Post-its around is actually a good thing. And also, oh my God, wouldn't it be great if I had shares in Post-it notes? Because I do use a lot of them. I've probably got about 300 in front of me at the minute. So that's too many, right? So don't have all those Post-it notes. But you know, something really, really simple like that. You don't need Notion. You don't need, oh my God, my mind's gone blank. All the other things, right? Asana or any of those. Unless you choose to. If it works for you, it works for you, right? But choose your primary kind of organization system. And two really important tools, Kit for email. Used to be called ConvertKit. Oh, it's brilliant. It's simple. It's human. It's not overwhelming. They're very nice. They're always incredibly helpful. And it works a treat, right? I used MailChimp for years and then 8 years ago or something, I switched over to ConvertKit as it was then, and I've never looked back. And if you want a free trial of that, I do have an affiliate link, so you can get a free trial. And then if you sign up, I'll get a tiny kickback. But it's libbylangley.com/convertkit. Okay, because I haven't changed it to kit, but libbylangley.com/convertkit. But you'll get a free trial. It's really, really good email marketing software. It's brilliant. And email is massively important, right? So get yourself that. It's compliant, it's everything. And the other one is Free Agent for your finances, UK-based. And it's really straightforward bookkeeping. I'll put a link in the show notes. I have a referral link for that. I don't get anything back for that, but you will get 10% off if you sign up, and you'll also get a free trial. So I'll put a link in the show notes for that. But I don't get any kickback for that. But Free Agent, I've been using for over a decade. I think it's absolutely brilliant software, right? And those two, along with some post-it notes, you know, you can pretty much run your business, right, with that. So the goal really is to have fewer tabs in your brain, not more software subscriptions. And it also save you a fortune, right? It'll stop you just subscribing to this little thing and this little thing and this little thing, which adds up to hundreds of pounds a year. So there's more profit in your pocket. And profit is what you want. So yeah, cut your tools down to a core stack, and I would definitely recommend Kit and Free Agent. All right, number four. Single weekly rhythm instead of daily chaos. So, that whole, right, what am I doing today? Oh, maybe I'm going to shuffle some post-it notes from one place to another. I don't know what I'm doing. You know, have some sort of structure to your week. And if you don't have regular days for client calls, which I don't anymore, I did, but I don't. So largely, my week has no structure. I have some regular networking that I go to. Reminds me of what day of the week it is, and I record podcasts generally early on in the week. Although today's Wednesday, so that didn't apply. And I do my emails that I send out to my list. I do them the day before they go. So that's generally Wednesday's quite an admin heavy day for me. But the reason it's good to have a bit of rhythm and to put this stuff in your calendar, I'm an enormous advocate of putting stuff in your calendar like this, is because it moves away from this constant scrambling. And if you have a bit of, a bit of predictable structure to your week, it's going to reduce anxiety and decision fatigue. It is. So like every week, I know that I need to write my email that goes out on a Thursday morning about my podcast and about various other things. If you don't get my emails, libbylangley.com/email. Sign up for that. And I put it in my diary, even though I do it every week. And I put it in because it's a thing in my diary that is important. And I look at a lot of my diary entries as a meeting with myself, as a board meeting, as, you know, important things that need to happen in my, capitalized all of that, that need to happen in my business. And I think that makes a big difference, because it is saying, yes, I'm important. It's not all about responding to other people. It's not all about scrolling social media. It's not all about looking for a course that I should be doing and learning and more and more and more, right? It's like, actually, this stuff matters, and this stuff is going to grow my business, and this stuff is going to keep me visible. People are going to still know who I am. So it matters, right? So instead of trying to do everything all the time, just, you know, create a simple weekly rhythm, something like a day for client work, a day for content, a day for admin, whatever works for you, you know, 3 days for client work, doesn't matter. Particularly if you're doing something else too. If you have caring commitments, or if you have a part-time job or something, you know, it's really important. And you can do this without too much aggro or hassle. It's just about, I don't know, doing a calendar, like things that you do on a Thursday. We go to Sainsbury's after work on a Friday every week. We do it every week. And that's part of our structure, right? So it's just the same as that. So, okay. All right. Let's talk about number five, decision defaults. So if in doubt, say no, or delay, or simplify. Most overwhelmed, it really comes from too many decisions. So give yourself defaults. If you're in doubt about something, say no and just bat it away, get rid of it. Delay it. Say, I'll come back to it that in a week, 48 hours, whenever. Or simplify it. Think, okay, this feels too complicated, but some of it has got bones to it. What can I make of it? And I think really it's important on this to say that the clarity and the clearness of thinking often comes from what you don't do, right? Not what you add. So cutting stuff out is one of the best things. Honestly, it's been, I cut a lot of stuff out in 2025 and it's been the best thing that I've done. I've almost gone back to absolute basics with my business from when I started in 2011. You know, I've got my basic social media. I had social media then. I've got my Substack now, which I'm just starting. I had a blog then. So that's kind of the same thing. Podcast is new. Well, we're three and a bit years in. But, you know, it's new to then. But and lots more networking. And that's really, and emails. So that's really kind of it for me. And yes, I know I've done something more than I did all those years ago. And that's helped me in terms of what I deliver, but it doesn't mean I need to do it all. Oh, I also wrote a book as well. It's called Life in Business. You can get it on Amazon. Let's forget about that. 3 years ago. Very, very good book, actually. Changes people's lives. Several people have told me, and it always makes me feel a bit weird saying that, but it's true. Okay. Conscious of time. So I need to rattle through now. Number six. Delete before you create. Digital clutter is mental clutter. So I did an episode 4 or 5 episodes ago about the mental weight of digital clutter. Please go back and listen to that if you didn't, because your digital mess and your mental mess are connected. If your inbox is overflowing, your desktop is chaos and your phone is full of screenshots, your brain's going to feel the same, right? So delete old stuff, clear emails, reduce notifications. You can turn all this stuff off, right? But delete stuff. But do go back and listen to that episode a few episodes ago. I started by saying this, and number seven, I'll repeat it, say what you actually sell in one sentence. If you can't explain your offer in one clear sentence, your business is going to feel heavier than it needs to. Simplicity isn't about doing less, it's about thinking more clearly. So message me and explain your business to me in one sentence. And if you can't, come and join the Messy Business Think Space and we will help you work that out. Eight, reduce your audience to real people. It's a good one, this, isn't it? I said before about the email thing of, you know, you don't need volume on volume on volume. You need a bunch of the right people to who are interested in what you're doing. That's what you need, really. So trying to appeal to everyone creates massive confusion. And you know about niching, right? I don't need to teach you to suck eggs here. You know that specifying is better. And the more you specify, the even better. Get really, 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 really specific about what it is you do or who you help. And that brings a real clarity to it. And you don't need a huge audience. You just need the right audience. You know, there'll be people who have 100 people connected and they make £1 million a year. There'll be people who do that, right? It's not about volume. I've never got over, I don't know, what do I have, 2,500 followers on Instagram? I have an Instagram 12 years. I don't know how many, something like that. And it doesn't matter, but it's been a source of income over the years. It doesn't matter, right? Unless you're selling something small in volume, or you sell a load of stuff via affiliate links, or you're an influencer or stuff, then that makes difference because views count, right? So depends what your business is. But real people is far more important. Make your work easier to start than avoid. You know, make it, reduce the friction in what you're doing. Lower the barrier to you starting something and break things into tiny steps. It's because if your work feels impossible to start, you're going to avoid it all the time. So make everything simple for yourself. Make it as if you're explaining it to your grandmother or something, or a child, or your mother. You know, my mother's 84. My grandma's long since dead, so she won't care. But it's, make it so that everything is so, so simple. Right. If I do this, the next step is this, and the next step is this, and then I get to this, and this, and this, and this, and 100 steps down the line, you're at the big end goal. But you can't go from naught to big end goal because it doesn't work like that. So make things easier to start. And number 10 ways to simplify your business that actually make a difference. So number 10, build a business that fits you, not Instagram. Stop designing your business for social media aesthetics. Stop worrying about how you appear online and worry about how you're serving. No, don't worry about it. But, you know, focus on how you're serving the people that you work with, how your business actually fits your brain, your energy, and your life. That is what sustainability actually looks like. And that's what's so important. Doesn't matter if you can lip sync like an absolute pro. If that's not your business, it doesn't matter. Yeah, it'll get your views and blah, 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 blah. But as we've just said, that in itself doesn't matter, right? Think about what you actually want from your business. And what you want is something that fits your brain, your energy, and your life. So, a little bit of reorientation here for you. Simplification is not being lazy. It's not, oh, I can't be bothered to do that. It's about strategic clarity. It's about really clear thinking. And like being a boss, that's, you've got to be focused. And that's what the boss does, yeah? This is the calm business that's going to really win in the long run. You don't need to move faster. You don't need to push. You need to move more clearly and roll with it. That's what you need to do. So, like I say, I have my messy business think space that you can come think out loud in. It's a place to simplify your thinking, not to add more to your plate. Go to my website, libbylangley.com. You'll find all the deets. You do not need a perfect business. You need a business you can live with. You need a business you can enjoy. Da, 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 da. And that's what you get if you follow all of these 10 ways to simplify your business that actually work. Right, email me, message me, come join my messy business think space. Tell me what's going on in your head after this episode, because there's a lot for you to think about in here. So I'll leave you with that, and I will see you on the next episode of Messy Business. Love you. Bye. Thanks for joining me for another episode of Messy Business. If something sparked a thought or started a shift, I would genuinely love to hear about it. Let me know on Instagram @LibbyLangley. Until next time, make space, stay curious, and do more of what you love.